Here's some. Romans chapter 8, 28 says this. God will work good for you, no matter what. What a promise. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 says this. You have the victory over death. You have victory over death. That's amazing. Luke 10, verse 20, Jesus said, your name is written in heaven. And you see, behind every promise in the Bible is one promise that binds it all together. It's this. If you have the Son. Do you have the Son? You do. Jesus was born for you. Jesus is the one who opens up all the promises of the Bible. They're all true simply because of Jesus. Jesus crossed all cultural ties. We studied today in our Bible study. Jesus crossed familial ties. Jesus went to a dark and deserted place far worse than Cana. He went to the cross of Calvary. Why? So every promise in the Bible is true. And it's yours. What makes hearing the hard things of the Bible true? Well, if you got the Son and you know that God loves you and every promise is true, sometimes we can hear hard things and how we can maybe be corrected and taken in a different direction. Are you, as I close out today, are you living in Canaan? Canaan is a place, again, 1,100 miles away from Ur of Chaldees. Canaan is a place where there's no distraction, where a person can hear God's voice and speak to God and live in communion with the Lord. Are you living in Canaan? Do you have a Canaan? Or are you living in Haran? A place where we kind of settle. A place where we're distracted. Haran in Hebrew means moon. Scholars believe it means moon because that's where worship of the moon happened, in this little location. You see, it's a place of distraction and confusion. Have you found a place where you can be not distracted and connected with the Lord? Aaron Rodgers apparently found that place. I don't know if you read this a couple weeks ago. Aaron Rodgers, the famous quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, found his Canaan. Guess where it was? Did anyone read about this? It's in southern Oregon, apparently. Outside of Klamath Falls, Aaron Rodgers was at a critical point in his journey, apparently, in his career, and he had to seek out a place to kind of get a reset, to just take away all the distractions. So he flew into Klamath Falls a couple weeks ago and took a drive about 2 hours out into the wilderness, and he experienced what is called a darkness cave. And he lived in a dark cave for 4 days. There was a bed, there was a chair, there's a mat and a sink, and that was about it. The owner of the darkness cave says that when people come to these caves and they live there for a day, everything that they count as important, like their money, their wealth, their status, it kind of goes by the wayside because in darkness, none of that really matters. And they're able to get like a new reset in life that clears their mind. All the distractions are taken away. Now, apparently, I looked this up. It cost $250 to go do this tonight, to live in a cave. Anyone interested? Want to check that out? Here's the thing. I sometimes think our culture's living in Haran. We're distracted with so many different things. People are willing to spend $250 just to have a night so that the distractions are taken away. Wouldn't it be great if our church was known as the Canaan in the community, the place where there is no distraction, where we can hear God's voice and live in communion with the Lord? How sweet that would be. Because our culture's struggling with distraction. Here's a stat. 2019, what do you think the average screen time was of an American in 2019? Just take a guess. Anyone? Just take a guess. Average screen time per day for an American in 2019, 3.5 hours. That's 2019. Fast forward 4 years to 2023. Just this last week, it was reported. Guess what the average amount of screen time usage is in our country right now? 7 hours a day. We're distracted. We're distracted. We're living in Haran. You know, this place right here, just for this hour that we've been, we're just listening to God, undistracted. His voice speaks to us forgiveness and love. We need it. His voice speaks to us scripture when Brandy read. That's him telling us how much he loves us. We get to speak to him in our songs and in our prayers. That's powerful. He gives us direction. Direction gives us purpose. Purpose then gives us hope. So in Abram's vein, the takeaway today is this. When God speaks, we listen to what we want to hear, and we listen to sometimes what we don't want to hear. Amen.